Blog Talk Radio.
We are guardians of the free constitutional republic. We take our liberty and the responsibility for that upon ourselves. We answer to one law and one law only, the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our Constitution and Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, by force of arms. We are the Constitution's last resort. We will not fail. We will stand with our brothers and sisters from sea to shining sea and preserve the Republic of the United States of America. God save the Republic. Whiskey 6 out.
Hello, everybody. This is Wild Card Presents. 850. Are you here?
That's your name, Robert.
Hi.
Hey, Rebel, for all you who don't know
yes,
who we are, I am Whiskey 6, and this is Rebel Angel. Together, we run Wild Card Command. Wild Card Command is a very simple, straightforward mission. It's to make sure that ourselves, our brothers and sisters, are able to fulfill the duties of the militia that's spelled out in the United States Constitution. Any militia that's on Facebook is not a militia at all. You cannot confuse patriot groups and leadership with the militia. Often they are two different things. Me and Rebel have worked very hard through a lot of fuckery and douchery to make sure that this has survived and prospered. Today, the militia is much more capable because of us. We are offering services without reservation, without cost. It comes straight out our backsides. We work with some of the finest men and women in the country, certainly the most dedicated. Our militiamen, I've come to speak to you about what's going on in this country this week. This week, we had, through boots on the ground reconnaissance, got a dozen or so pictures of our strategic nuclear forces being scrambled and launched all over the country. Everything from B-2 bombers, I think we're Air Force Base, then the Looking Glass Command Plane, tankers, B-52s going through the failsafe. Everything. Last night, one of my senior officers took video of the second Minuteman III test at Vandenberg Air Force Base this week. Ladies and gentlemen, be aware. In the coming week, we'll produce a video. We'll give you the boots on the ground, actual photographs and video. They're uncut. You judge for yourself. Picture is worth 1,000 words. With that being said, we find this highly irresponsible of our elected officials. In a time of uncertainty, with the economy swirling down the toilet, we fear that they may resort to war. They don't care if we're incinerated. They'll be safe in the mountains, in underground command posts. You will not. No one can read the future. I certainly can't, and I don't set dates. Be aware of what's going on around you. The economy grew at a total of 1% in the quarter. You know, they fudged the books just to do that, and they were thrilled that they did that. Something is wrong. Something broke. Go fix it. That is your average American. That's his outlook on things. I must deal with this. I must address this. I must redress this. Our government does not care any longer. They become irresponsible. And they do not answer to we the people. They rattle sabers. Carelessly neglect the economy to make a sideshow of our electoral process. It's not satisfactory. However, better men than me thought of the solution long ago. That is the militia. The militia is required of all men and women with equal rights amendments. In this country, to be part of it, you must keep the weapon and the equipment at the ready. You must answer the call. My question to you, can you answer the call? Are you the social media militia? Or are you a guardian of the Republic? That decision lays with you. I put this out there to all commanders. Our services come with no strings. We wish one thing, for you to have what we have and be able to use it. Nothing more. In the perilous times, don't be caught by surprise.
Thank you. We have a couple of other callers on here too.
That's right, Rebel. As you know, I'm mobile when I transmit. As I am not the favorite person, I will sign off now. God bless the Republic. And fix bayonets. Whiskey 6 out.
Bye. Be careful. Okay, we have another caller. Anybody want to speak up?
Good name is Angel.
Well, hello. How are you?
We're great. Follow on what Six brought up. He talks about militia. At the same time, we have to understand the militia does its best at home, around friends, around their families, and in their neighborhood. The old concept of I'm in a militia, when things get tough, I'm going to grab my bug-out bag, my rifle, my ammunition, I'm going to kiss Mama goodbye and have her go to her mama's, and I'm going to run out in the woods and wait for the war to start. That's gone. Too late. No place to run and no way to get there. They control the roads and aspects, so the best thing to control is your own neighborhood. Put together those, I hate to use Mr. Rhodes' word, community protection teams. Hope that didn't violate any of his rules. But you need one of people that live right down the street, right down the road, right there in your town. There's nobody out in those woods that's going to bandage your wound. There's nobody out in those woods that's going to fix you a meal. There's nobody out in those woods that's going to be sitting in the garage crimping rounds, making more ammunition for what you're going to have to use. So now's the time to get those teams going. Now's the time to get those ham licensed so you can practice talking on a radio, because the worst thing in the world is a new radio operator. Because when he mashes that push-to-talk button, everything in his mind goes blank, and he has nothing to say once you get started talking on him. I just thought I'd pass that on as a piece of friendly advice for the night.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that is very important. And you can go back and listen to our previous episodes or militias.name.com and other organizations that are building community teams, training, manuals, everything. You can find that at militias.name.com. And have I forgotten anything else? Do you know? Is there anybody else on here? Still off the top? You have anything else you'd like to say? Ron?
No, see, we're every day, every single day in this nation, somebody wakes up and says to themselves, this thing is going straight to the bottom, and I don't know how to get off. And you can't. What you have to do is you have to start understanding who you are. You are not a corporation. You're not a company. You're not a business entity, a legal entity. You're a blood and bones human being. At least most of you are, like I am. And when you reach out here and you catch the lady down the street and you told her, I want to form a militia, she's going to close the door, pull the shades, and dial 911. But if you tell her, I'm working on a neighborhood improvement group, what we're going to do is in case of a tornado, in case of a hurricane, in case of unrest and zombies running through the streets, we need to have people here that know what to do and how to protect themselves. Now, she worries about that, too, and she'll join. And you got people down there, they may not be able to even own a firearm. You know, they may have one of their owners out of the water. But I'll bet you they could help you move garbage cans full of water into position, make sure people don't drive down the street. They can grow gardens in their back and keep food so that the whole neighborhood will have greens or corn or something. All these things are possible, but they only happen with one person. And that's the key to these neighborhood protection teams. And that protection team can be formed with one person. He gets him a little binder, and he gets him some theme paper, and he puts it in there, and he decides what we are. Once he decides what we are and what he's doing, he makes out a little plan, he draws maps. If you go back into the previous classes that we went through, each one of those was 30 minutes long, and it was a class. But you can do it, because all it takes is you. Out.
Thank you very much, Ron. Ron also will be starting a radio show soon on Living Sovereign. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, we almost had it going, and then we got this little project we had to work out, and right now I'm about two-thirds through getting everything set up. It'll probably take me about another couple of weeks to get that started.
So you guys be looking forward to that. Do you have an idea what the name of it's going to be, where they can find it?
No, I have to. Every time I come up with a good name, I find out that somebody's either wrote a song with it or something like that, and I have to make sure I don't step on any toes. So I'll be putting it out before then.
Okay, that'd be awesome. And feel free to call in and talk with us anytime. We have another caller on the line, area code 913. Hello. 913, are you there? Well, I guess they don't want to talk to us. But we still have about 13 more minutes here to mess around with. See anything else you'd like to talk about? I'm trying to think of a topic to. Mine dropped off. Well, like I said before, go to militias.ning.com. That's militias with an S. Ning would be November, India November Gulf.com. That will directly take you to the RAND site. Go into the Resource Center. There's a library there that is unremarkable. It's remarkable. There's nothing, nowhere that's more organized and put together as far as survival and militias and gardening, everything. Got it all in place. We're here. We advertise our shows. We don't do them on a regular basis. We're going to try to get back on top of doing that. And you can find us on our Facebook, several of them out there with the Wild Card name. You can contact us here. All you got to do is call in and let us know that what you need, what you got going on. And that's all for tonight. I can't think of anything else to talk about. And 913, you're not going to talk to me? No, they're live, but they're not talking. Well, everybody have a great night, and I'll play our creed again for us, and then end this session. Good night, everybody.
We are guardians of the free constitutional republic. We take our liberty and the responsibility for that upon ourselves. We answer to one law and one law only, the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our Constitution and Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, by force of arms. We are the Constitution's last resort. We will not fail. We'll stand with our brothers and sisters from sea to shining sea and preserve the Republic of the United States of America. God save the Republic.
Whiskey 6 out.